And the denomination, part 7. For you to know the word and then walk by it and not follow a man's word and a man's way. God bless you as we listen to another point that Pastor Moses Alu is giving us. God bless you.
Genesis chapter 25, and I'm reading from verse 19. I'm reading up to verse 26. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padanaram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. We've been able to move from Genesis, the family of Adam, and now we moved to Noah. The family of Noah is a type of the church. Yeah. We moved from Noah, we got to Abraham, his family. Then now, and then we also got to King Ahasuerus. We moved to the book of Esther. What qualified Esther, and what's the difference between Esther and the maidens, and what made her to be the queen. It's all the story of redemption, it's all the story of the church of Jesus Christ. The composition of the church as reflected in the story of Abraham's family. But when it comes to where we are today, even the story of Esther, anybody will understand it. But this one that is the same father, the same mother, is the end time message composition.
We're just looking at a topic entitled A Review of the Denomination and the Bride. What we want to achieve by that is to look at the mystery of the composition of the Church of Jesus Christ.
It is a good thing that Pastor is taking a review, though he captured it, the bride and the denomination. Of course, you should know that is not somebody's. He's speaking about the Christian faith, how we are in there by their activity.
In verse 23 there, same father, same mother, but in the womb of Rebecca, a type of the bride church. In that womb, just like the womb of Eve had two children inside, different fathers, but the same womb. This time now, it is the same womb of Rebecca, but there were twins inside, but the same father. The Spirit of God told her, Rebecca, he said, two nations are in your womb. Two manner of people are in your womb.
Today we want to look at Esau and Jacob, the family of Isaac. And then that brings us to where we are today in the Christian faith.
Be informed that in this end time message, all of us, we are end time message believers. Know it now. It is thus said the Lord. Two manner of people are in this message. The first people that receive this end time message, I repeat, without reservation, because I have no reference point anywhere. They were a bunch of carnal followers of the message. How do I know? I know it because if these two groups are in the message, if we agree that these two groups are in the message, one must be Esau. So, by their fruit, we will identify them. Who is Esau and who is Jacob? The fivefold ministry is not a group of ego seekers. We are not politicians. Why? The reason is simple. I have the word plus power. I have something they don't have. The most sacred thing on earth today is the word of God. Am I correct?
Word is the food of the flesh. Any other thing you do during service satisfies just the flesh. The food of the soul, I mean to say, the word is the food of the soul. Any other worship, you dance, you feel good. You know, prophecy and everything all have to do with the flesh. Prosperity has to do with the flesh. Everything else has to do with the flesh. But that void inside can only be filled with the word. That is the food for the soul. And every Christian would desire their soul to be fed when you go to church. That's why the emphasis is in the word. And secondly, we are washed by the water of the word.
When a man takes the summons preached by a sinner saved by grace, who has become a servant of God, like William Branham, and say, now you have the sermon book, you don't need the Bible again, he's a profane person. I have had it. I saw it, Kurokuro. If you hold that Bible, they say, come and drop that book. What did you know about that book before William Branham came? If not for William Branham, will you understand the Bible? I have had somebody say, we now have the sermon book, we don't need the Bible again. Okay, Esau, you are a profane person.
Some of us are hearing the storyline as it was, even though recorded in the Bible, in that version today. Of course, it's not the normal way we read the Bible. Some of our Christians read Bible by, they say, nobody really have time to open the Bible and see word by word as it was written.
The second most sacred thing on earth is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know why the first is the word? Because the Bible says he honor his word above his name. Okay. Hallelujah. He honor his word above his name. Therefore, the most sacred thing is the word. Then the second most sacred thing is his name. The name of Jesus Christ in water baptism. And you take the name of William Branham. There are people who baptize in the name of William Branham. It's profanity, and you are Esau.
If you look at the history of Christianity today, you have a lot of questions to ask. And these sermons are supposed to, you know, answer these questions and remove all confusion from the bride of Christ.
While William Branham was alive, some people started saying that this is Jesus that came again. And he's covering people so that people will not know that it is Christ. And while William Branham was around, he fought that spirit. He was preaching one time. I read it. Suddenly he stopped. And called, I think it's Smith. That was the name of the man also. He turned and looked at him. Ministers that sat on the podium with him. One of them. He said, stand up. He said, a spirit just walked to you now and spoke to you. Is that correct? You had a voice now. The man stopped and said, yes. He said, the spirit was telling you that I am God, isn't it? He said, yes. He said, it's a lie of Satan. You reject that. It's a lie. You reject that. He said, it's a lie. William Branham fought that spirit. He told him, a sinner saved by grace. He began to tell his testimony. How he would have been a murderer. How he would have been this. How he would have been that. But the grace of God held him.
Yes, actually, the word of God is the absolute. If you are comparing and bringing it back to the end time message, most end time message believers have believed that William Graham is actually the absolute, which is not right. The word of God is the absolute. Because if you call a man that everything is absolute, who is he under? It's the grace of God upon him that made him see those things that God revealed to him.
Essentially, that we should base on the word and not depending on what Brother Graham said, even though they are word-based, but we should not be forwarding Brother Graham as if it's Jesus Christ. So we should look unto God based on the Bible as the end-time message believer.
And then one day he had a vision, and he told that vision. He saw a serpent, and he preached a message, the bruised serpent. He saw a serpent, a snake, and he took a sword. He tried to cut the head of that snake to kill it. But the snake appeared, he cut only the tail, and the rest entered the water, the sea. And you know, Revelation chapter 17 gives us a key. That water there is a multitude of people. It's the world.
Now, when you see the John the Baptist, according to our pastor, according to today's teaching, his disciples, when they hear this the Lamb of God, hear him, they left John the Baptist and follow the Lamb of God. But today our people are interested in idolatry, one pastor, one doctor, one prophet.
The Bible says, among men born of women, none has been greater than John. In fact, Jesus said, John, did you say he's a prophet? He says he's more than a prophet. More than a prophet. And he mentioned his ministry in the Bible. He is the one that has the Elijah anointing to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. William Graham had the anointing to turn the heart of the children to the fathers, correct? That's why we say he's also Elijah. The same grace for the Gentiles. John the Baptist had the grace for the Jews. So our response to the ministry of William Graham must be the same response that the disciples of John had to the ministry of John the Baptist. Anything different, you are Esau. Esau, Esau, Esau.
What's going on in the world? Christianity today was the same battle between the Esau and the Jacob. Church fighting churches, brothers fighting brothers, denominations, they are after themselves. They are not after the word of God. They are drawing people to themselves. They are not bringing people to Christ.
After you leave the messenger, you catch the message of the messenger, the next thing is to know this Jesus. Follow him. What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? Where are they looking for? Where are you? Where can we find you? Where do you stay? And where will you find Jesus' church? It's in his word. It's not in Brother Assembly Church. He is found where? In his word. Where will you find Jesus? In the Bible.
The word, the Bible, is the absolute, not a man. The Bible is the absolute. And that is where all of us should base our learning, our teaching, our understanding. The Bible is the absolute. But what I always say, it does not mean that everyone could pick the Bible and read it and understand. Let's not, we can't wish away the fathers. God ordained teachers.
The sermon books of William Graham, the messages of William Graham, every message he preached, he picked his text from this Bible to make us understand this Bible clearer and clearer and clearer. If you cannot pick this Bible and preach from this Bible, unless you quote one sermon of William Graham at the pulpit, you have not yet understood the message.
I've not noticed any right end time message church that says the pastor higher than the word. But I know there are some that want to deify the end time and message prophet. That is Brother Abraham. That's all I know. But the local churches, I don't know of any that has been elevated above the word.
He did not come to add anything to this Bible. He did not come to give us sermon books. He came to return this Bible back to us. This Bible was taken away from the bride. He came to bring it back to us. And the reason why Esau and the rest, this other group of people, will not allow you, is still a satanic agenda, so that they can mislead you again. If you have this Bible, no pastor can mislead you. Israel is Jacob. Is he not the son of Isaac? Eh? Praise the Lord. But watch what he's saying here. Amen. When he says Israel here, he's talking about prince with God. It's not everyone that says, I am Israel, that is a real Israel of God. It's not everyone that says, I'm in the message, that is a bride of Jesus Christ in this age.
We are looking at the types in the Old Testament that will make us understand the estate of the church now. And it has opened our eyes, supposed to establish us to know that we are following the right path. You know, it's just to enable us to know where we are in the Christian faith. And I have a lot of response from all over the world. People's eyes are open to really understand what is happening in Christianity.
So I benefited a lot from what the pastor has been preaching. We were on the seventh part of this field.
None of the flesh are those who are hanging the picture of William Branham at the altar on their body, carrying sermon books to be identified as end time message believers. They are the children of the flesh. The children of promise are those who, when you come among them, you will see the Bible again in display. Christian love, manifestation of the power, exhortation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Back again to the Bible. Back again to the Bible. Back to the freedom of worship. Freedom of the Holy Ghost. You don't catch people. You don't catch them. Allow freedom. Freedom of the Spirit. Men and women, gifted, allow them to express the gift of God, the grace of God in their lives.
Therefore, from wherever pastor is going or coming from, he's actually trying to let the people, the bride, know that you don't measure on a man. You only focus on God. God is the absolute, and there's no contradiction about it. You can't argue it. So I believe pastor really needs to go more on it, because it's not just a topic you just give. You have to go in deep. It's a very deep scripture, and I believe the revelation that pastor is saying is actually correct.
Esau, the elder, that had the message first, that came out the first, that have been going up and down, say, we are in the message. Watch. If the revelation I'm giving you is the truth, watch what will happen as the days go by. The older, the elder will serve the younger. Very soon, they will all come and submit. Not to me, but to a move that God is starting now. That's a move that people will soon know that they have lost the best rights. God will raise up people from nowhere to hold this end time truth. God is going to raise up people that you never imagined, they never heard of before, because nothing can stop the move of God. Instead of you to shine this light, you denominated again this truth.
If the world were here today, everybody will ask himself question: am I a Christian? Am I really doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I really serving the God, or am I an adorator?
We can't wish away the fact that the prophet taught us the truth of the word of God. But what I have seen the man of God here, Pastor Moses Alu, emphasizing is that we should not elevate the sermon or the sermon book above the word of God, the Bible.
It's only during the word that the word is a mirror. The James described the word as a mirror. It's only when the word is preached that you are able to know how clean you are, and your estate spiritually is revealed by the word. The word gives you a bearing. It's a lamp unto my feet. It gives you a bearing to know where to follow. And people who want to go to heaven, prophecy will not take you to heaven.
Yes.
You know, it satisfies the flesh. But it is the word that will lead you to heaven, to know what is expected. When we worship, we give to God. When we worship, we are given to God. But when we hear the word, we are receiving from God. And so everybody wants to receive from God. That's why everybody, the bride of Jesus Christ, is known by her interest in the word.
Shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide, and welcome to the Bride Assembly Church, Lagos, Nigeria. Of course, if you are just joining us, this is just the conclusion of the Sunday service, the 24th of March, 2019. The presence of God came down, Lord. As we saw reactions of people, we saw the preaching, the sermon of the pastor. It was very awesome. We saw the reaction. He told us through his sermon that William Branham is not the absolute as those people who think he is. The Lord Jesus Christ is the absolute. And he told us there are three major things on earth: the word of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, we are not regretting of sin today, but we are happy. As we can see, people are going home rejoicing and happy for God making them being partakers of today's service. Thank you, and God bless you.